I can do a little song for you about the creation of the earth and so forth. Would you like to hear that?
All right.
All right.
All right. We got Roy Zimmerman.
It's a little song I did called Creation Science 101.
All right.
It may be a class that's offered here at Tufts. Who knows?
Y'all go ahead then.
God made the world in 7 days. Well, that's 1 week to be specific. Now that's what I call scientific. Say hallelujah, sing his praise, 4042 B.C. On Monday, August 27, he made the earth and sky and heaven. Then he punched out at 503, then he made Adam and then Eve. A garden for them to inhabit. The apple right where Eve could grab it. And I got proof, cause I believe creation science 101. You ain't no monkey's great-grandson. You got a research paper due about the 50 reasons to shun evolution. Then Cain and Abel, he begat. And they begat all of the rest to us. Which means they must have been incestuous. I'm gonna have to pray about that. There might be sinners in this class who might believe in Charles Darwin. I guess that's just their loss and our win. Because I'm gonna flunk their ass if you make Genesis your text. You'll laugh at Darwin and what he sees to be the origin of species, because he's just plain oversexed. Creation Science 101. In the beginning it begun, and you are just beginning to educate yourself when you shun evolution. The kids get such an education when they shun the heretical theory of the development of life on Earth over millions of years by means of spontaneous genetic mutation.
That was kind of a snotty little song there.
Well, you think so?
Well, I mean, I remember that song because we talked over the phone once.
Yes, we did.
And I remember, as I recall, I gave you some pointers, which I guess,
you're going to have to remind me,
have gone unheeded.
Yeah.
Stop with the snottiness and
oh,
you can
yeah, you
get
that.
Some real nice, you know, top 10 Christian hits. Again, I mean, you know, that song, if you took out the snotty parts and the cussing, you know,
there wouldn't be much left.
Well, no, you'd have a song that people would actually want to listen to and might help the kids learn, you know, how God created the world.
I think you could learn a lot from satire, though, too, don't you think?
No.
No.
Just like, you know, I mean, what are you going to learn in heaven? It's the same thing. There ain't nothing to learn in heaven. So why do you need, again, we're back there, why do you need satire in heaven if you don't need satire in heaven? You see what I'm saying?
It's kind of a circular thing, but I guess if you get on that path, you end up in that same place.
Well, I don't really see it quite as a circular thing. I see it as kind of a straight line that curves around a little bit. That's the way that I see it.
Okay.
So,
well, maybe I'll take that path and end up in a different place, and I can write maybe a nicer song about something else.
You've got like a new album.
I have a new album
coming out.
A CD, yeah, we call it now.
Well, whatever.
It's called Thanks for the Support.
Yeah.
Because it kind of goes along with my campaign in all the 50 states.
Now, I don't understand this campaign thing. Can you just kind of talk? Just campaign for something you're running from. You're running from your conscience? I don't understand.
I'm trying to find the most sort of progressive-minded, open,
liberal, literate kind of people, you know, all over the nation, and especially maybe in the red states and some of the least progressive places in the country, or those places that might be perceived as the least progressive, and you know, assemble my own kind of flock, if you will.
A flock?
A flock, yeah.
I don't... See, y'all confuse me.
Thank you.
There ain't... See, a flock is something that... There would be like a flock of birds that was trained to, like, poo on people's heads. You know?
I hadn't thought of that,
to
but...
kind of liberal defeat.
That might be
crat,
easier work than what I'm doing.
You know, liberal defeatocrats all grouping together to destroy America is basically what you're trying to say. So it's it's really kind of a campaign to destroy America is basically what you're trying to... is what you campaign. I'm just trying to figure this out.
Well, it's a point of view thing. I mean, I guess you could say that from a certain point of view, but really what I'm trying to think about is how to build a better America, America that, more like the one that was originally envisioned by the founding fathers.
Well, that would be one nation under God, like it says in the Constitution.
Okay. So I'm not sure where to start on that one, but you know that under God was like added later, right? That little phrase was added later.
No.
To the Pledge of Allegiance.
Not in my version of the Constitution that I got.
Oh.
In the original version of the Constitution, the one that they were, I think it was like the fourth or fifth revision.
Let me, can you have that with you? Let me see
I ain't got it on me, but
right.
It's online. You can look.
I
think it was the third or fourth, maybe the fifth revision of it. They had the one nation under God part, which is how they got it into the Pledge of Allegiance, because somebody went back and looked at all the various versions.
At the original Sanskrit.
I think it was like 137 versions of it that they wrote.
Right.
And it was like the fifth or sixth one. So originally...
It was like a game of telephone, kind of, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One person told another, and then they finally wrote it down after 150 years.
And then some you know, colonial liberal defeatocrat said, oh, we can't talk about God. It was laying the groundwork here in Massachusetts well before its time.